and starting some of this dialogue and advocating for allied health through our involvement. The second session one is starting now, so this is with cohort of people, presentations looking at inpatient settings across acute and rehabilitation. So the first talk is from Elizabeth Harrell, who is a speech pathologist at Concord Hospital. She's currently specialising in acute dysphagia and communication management in the aged care setting. She has previously worked for Royal Southport Hospital and Queensland Health in aged care and rehabilitation. So do we move the slides over to click, don't we? We are going to write.
Arrow.
Okay. Oh, the arrow.
So as Michelle said, my name is Beth Harrold and I'm a speech pathologist from Concord Hospital. I work primarily in acute aged care and my role involves the assessment and management of swallowing and communication impairments in the elderly population who present with a range of medical issues and disease processes. Today I will be speaking to you on behalf of a multidisciplinary working party that was established at Concord Hospital. For those not from Sydney, Concord Hospital is a 600-bed university teaching acute hospital located in the Sydney local district. The party that I was involved in was made up of aged care nurse unit managers, as well as representatives from speech pathology, pharmacy and dietetics. This working party was developed in order to put the spotlight on the administrations of medications to aged care patients with dysphagia, and in particular the administration of Mobocol to this population. So we'll get started. To help understand why the spotlight was turned on medication administration in this population and why Mobocol is considered as a high-risk medication, I'd like to present a case to you that recently brought this issue to the forefront. Mr. J.W., a 94-year-old man, was admitted to Concord Hospital with abdo pain on a background of multiple medical comorbidities, including a multifactorial dysphagia, whereby he was on a textured modified diet of mild vesic fluid. While an inpatient, Mr. J.W. was charted and given Mobocol twice daily, a laxative which is dispersed in water, which is not compliant with his modified diet. While an inpatient, the Mobocol was not compliant with his diet. Mr. JW was referred to speech pathology for a swallow assessment, secondary to recurrent right lower lobe pneumonia. The medical team at this time were querying whether this was related to aspiration. At this time, speech pathology determined that Mr. JW was on the correct diet, full diet of mild vesic fluids. However, noted he had been receiving Mobocol in water, which is a thin fluid daily. Sadly, Mr. JW did not recover from this admission and he passed away within a month of this occurring. The safe administration of medication to dysphagic patients is a historical issue. However, it was this case in particular that really hit home how serious this issue was and led to the development of the Mobocol and Dysphagia Multidisciplinary Working Party to workshop and take action in improving the safety of medication administration to these patients with dysphagia in our unit. We started the process by looking at what literature was available on this topic, starting from ensuring we understood the medication itself to understanding our target population. So what exactly is Mobocol? Just to give a little bit of background, put simply, it is used to relieve constipation. When a sachet is dissolved in 125ml of water, the active ingredient microgel causes water to be retained in the bowel, acting to bulk stop and lubricate and trigger peristalsis. The electrolytes prevent dehydration. As Mobocol must be mixed with 125ml of water to have the desired therapeutic effect, this has implications for patients who are prescribed thickened fluids by a speech pathologist and are at risk of aspiration of normal fluids such as water, who were required to take this medication. It is often the preferred laxative to treat constipation in the elderly population, as unlike other laxatives known as stimulants, it does not act as a local irritant to the bowel, which can cause discomfort. So this is why it's commonly prescribed to our aged care patients. So why is Mobicol posing such a problem within the aged care population? Well, it is known that the prevalence of swallowing impairment increases with advancing age. And this is secondary to the effects of the ageing process itself, and also partially because older people are more likely to have conditions such as stroke, degenerative diseases like Parkinson's, MND, MS, and respiratory disease, all of which could result in a dysphagia of one form or another. An indication of the size of the problem is that 33.3% of all patients admitted to an acute hospital present with a form of dysphagia. As a consequence, it is suggested that 70 to 90% of older people have some degree of swallowing dysfunction, and with the proportion of older people in the population rising, dysphagia is becoming an increasingly significant problem. In understanding our population and the issues surrounding the administration of Mobicol, we then looked to the current literature, which, as you all know, being allied health professionals, there is often very limited literature available on topics. Studies focus largely on mental health populations or long-term aged care facilities rather than the acute hospital setting. However, available literature and anecdotal evidence suggests that dysphagia affects people's ability to take their medications for physiological and or psychological reasons. In a study conducted by Kelly in 2009, medication administration error rates in patients with dysphagia were almost twice as frequent as in those without dysphagia, and this is likely due to the fact that patients with dysphagia are often recommended by speech pathologists to be on a modified textured diet. It was clear to the working party that there was a need to improve interdisciplinary communication procedures and to develop and formalise medication administration practices within the hospital setting in order to improve the safety of administration of medications to patients with dysphagia. So we then looked to our current practice in the aged care unit and discovered that there were no formal policies or guidelines on the administration of medication and more specifically administration to Mobicol to patients with dysphagia. Via a survey of aged care nursing staff within our unit, we further identified inconsistencies in practice, which we found reflected similar statistics that have been reported across Sydney-wide. A range of inconsistencies were identified, including staff knowledge, awareness and confidence in the administration of Mobicol to patients with dysphagia, as well as inconsistencies in how Mobicol was being administered, ranging from medication being withheld to incorrect dosage form to non-compliance with recommended texture modification. The impact of these inconsistencies could range from the drug not having the intended therapeutic effect as well as to aspiration, which is quite possible in the case. An aspiration-related complication such as pneumonia and death. It was therefore clear that something really needed to be done. This slide is just showing our method. I'll move on to a schematic representation of that. After some searching, we found that there were some existing guidelines for thickening Mobicol. However, it was agreed by the working party that the methods were not a viable option for our setting. Using these existing guidelines as a starting point, we trialled a few different methods, deciding on a method that was suited to the needs of our unit, which were maintaining drug form, producing a safe consistency for patients, and a practical method that would ensure compliance and accuracy in the unit. A policy was then developed in March 2012, for Concord Hospital, of which was then ratified by the nursing committee and uploaded onto the intranet. Following this, an education package was developed for nursing staff, which provided training on the method of preparation and administration. A prompt was added to the medication and administration record, which is an online medication chart which is used in our aged care unit, and this was to refer nursing staff to the Mobocol thickening policy when giving Mobocol to patients with dysphagia. It was agreed that we should conduct a 3-month trial period within our aged care unit, implementing the policy and ironing out any issues and ensuring efficacy of the guidelines prior to possible implementation hospital-wide. So we're in the throes of the trial period at the moment. So whilst we've not completed a review survey of nursing staff, we've had some preliminary results. Nurse unit managers are reporting good compliance with the guidelines, and nursing staff are reporting increased knowledge and confidence in giving Mobocol to patients with swallowing problems. So from this, we're able to hypothesise that with implementation of this policy, patients are able to receive the drug in a safe way, and thus minimising the risk of aspiration for patients with dysphagia, and are also receiving the drug in a form that ensures the Mobocol is having the intended therapeutic effect, which is equally as important. So in terms of future directions, after reviewing the effectiveness of the policy, the goal is to implement it on all wards hospital-wide. In order to monitor compliance with the policy and keep up to date, in the future we are looking towards developing more formalised methods of measuring outcomes. This started off as quite a small QI project, and it started to develop and build, and now we could see that we could have made it more into a research project if we had sort of developed some of those that data initially. But as Jackie was saying, sometimes it's a learning process, and I've certainly learned a lot from it, so I'll know how to do things a bit differently next time. The Working Party recognises that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Mobocol is just a single medication among many that pose problems and risks for the patients with dysphagia. Pharmacy and speech pathology, however, are working towards revolutionising medication administration to patients with dysphagia across the board. Part of the thinking process will involve increasing awareness of dysphagia and the implications it has for medication administration through the education of nursing staff, allied health and medical staff, and improving interdisciplinary communication processes between speech pathology, pharmacy, nursing staff and medical teams. To date, this has included things like using standardised terminology in the medical files. Dysphagia, because in medical files and medication charts and the development of a dysphagia alert on electronic patient records and annual in-services. This process has certainly highlighted to myself and to my colleagues the importance of close collaboration between allied health professionals and nursing staff to maximise patient care and safety, specifically in the aged care setting. So that's my presentation. Any questions?
Can you tell us how you thicken?
Yeah, so basically we use a method that we've got a resource clear thickening powder, and we've got shakers and Mobocol. So we put the Mobocol sachet into the shaker. We put 5 scoops of thickening powder, 125 ml of water. We shake it up. We're making it to an extremely thick consistency for all patients, regardless of what level of thickness they're on. There was a lot of discussions about whether we should be seeing what level of thickness the patient's been recommending and then making it to that consistency, because that was possible, but we decided that there was too much room for error, so extremely thick was decided on being the safest consistency for, you know, the majority of patients with dysphagia. Yeah.
Do you think the company...
Sorry, could you just put your hand up so they're right side so they can hear the question?
No, I was just going to say, do you think the company might be moving towards making something prepackaged? Because there's always that risk when you've got people mixing things.
Yeah, possibly. We've been liaising closely with the company resource who make the thickener clear, and they've been quite helpful in sort of, you know, saying they'll provide shakers, and now that we're using their product, they're, yeah, giving us things that we need. Yeah, I mean, it would certainly, yeah, if they liaise with Mobicol, it would be beneficial if they could, yeah, have something prepackaged and ordered in, yeah.
So something about the 135 ml, my understanding is you need that much fluid for the molecule to absorb in the system.
Yeah.
Thickening agent. Is the efficacy equally good or better?
Yeah, so pharmacy, we're dealing with that side of it. Some of the aged care consultants, and they felt that, yeah, it still was... having that therapeutic effect, that it was able to dissolve in the water in conjunction with the thickening powder. Yeah, because it has been documented a little bit in the literature that some thickening powders can alter a medication, but not in this case.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting that you've identified the problem of the administration of medicine. And which is much broader than constipation, actually.
Yeah.
In the thing. Mm. And what we need to get is the priority of our research in that there's a good deal of research aimed at extending life expectancy by or something like that.
Yeah.
Whereas the avoidable deaths in hospital throughout Australia are 5,000 a year, which is about double the ratio. So what you're looking at is really key to that problem, and also making life more livable when you are aged.
Yeah, certainly.
I just want to know how the patients tolerate the Mobicol being so thin, especially when it's in a fluid. Any feedback from the patients?
Yeah, so just, I mean, because we're still in the throes of the trial, that information is all starting to come through. We're finding that it doesn't alter the taste a whole lot, but yeah, it is the texture, and it can be a little bit less palatable. But yeah, those patients who, you know, sort of don't have an advanced dementia or some other comorbidity that is impacting on their swallow, then they are ingesting it without too many problems. But that is something that we will certainly look at as well as the trial progresses. But yeah, haven't had too many issues so far.